On a Saturday night, two things usually happens at our house. It used to be three. But now, either the telly breaks down, or the bobbies will ring up, and it's usually about 10 o'clock, and they'll say, we have found some explosive. Will you come? We'll send the car round, and will you go with the bobby and collect it? Now, it never happens on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday night, because they know bloody well that I'll probably be out, but I'm never out on a Saturday night. And the phone goes about 10 o'clock. And they come round the other Saturday night, we found some explosive. I said, where is it? He said, over at Northwich, near Northwich it was. And we get there, there's a gable-ended house, and there's a bit of a flat part on the side with the two green doors, coal house and shit house. And I said to him, where is it? He said, it's in there. I said, what's that, the coal house or the shit house? He said, the coal house. I said, well, it'll be dark. It's 10:30 now, you see. We'll be a bit dark in there. Shiny bloody light in. So he shot his light in, and lying on the top of the coal is a stick of gelignite, like that there. No paper on it. I thought it's once got blown about. They've been shifting a bit of rock in the mine or something, and it's got shoveled up with the coal. So I pick it up and bring it out, and as I walk out with it, I thought, that's funny. One end seems softer than the other. And just as I was thinking to myself, I heard a deep-throated woof, woof in the house, you see. I said, what sort of a dog have they got? He said, it's one of them Great Danes. It's like a bloody donkey. And I was feeling this stuff around. You look at, lift up a Great Dane's tail and look at the diameter of that. Taking into consideration also the length of its back, because a dog only has one pudding. It could pass two of those in bloody tandem. And you stood there, and you know you've got a handful of dog shit. And for some reason, you don't like to let it go. Only what they're going to do with your bloody hand after, you know. Please turn that constable into a bloody sergeant. I said, get that woman out of the house, get her out. Anyway, she come out. I said, madam, do one or two things. Either keep that bloody coal house door shut, or stop feeding that dog so much winner lot. You're frightening these lads to death. 10 mile there, 10 mile back on a Saturday night at 10:30, and you finish up with a handful of dog shit. You can't win in this game.